Hear the news as it happens. This is your afternoon news journal on 1090 AM WBAL Baltimore and WBAL.com. Here's Sherry Elliger.
It started as a joke, but now it's a reality as Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert join forces for the Rally to Restore Sanity and the March to Keep Fear Alive tomorrow at the National Mall.
John, my friend,
yes,
in the spirit of friendship and good feeling, I'd like to extend to you a personal invitation to my Keep Fear Alive March on October 30th at the Washington Mall.
Well, that's very kind of you. I'm actually busy that day. I actually have something scheduled. Stephen, you know full well I'll be hosting my Rally to Restore Sanity that day. Same time.
And Dr. Amy Becker from Towson University joins us now. She specializes in political entertainment and political participation, so we're very happy to have her. Thanks for being here, Dr. Becker.
Thank you.
Okay, since you specialize in both of these things, how much of this is comedy, because they both are comedians, obviously, and how much of this is a real political message?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. I think it's split. If you ask Jon Stewart, he'll say that it's comedy, and it's just another extension of their comic brand, their books, their show. But if you ask people who are attending and you ask, you know, look at the media commentary, I think it's a political event designed to make people more engaged before Tuesday.
And do you think that the two of them are actually trying to accomplish something?
I think they're trying to give a voice to the moderates, to the moderate Americans who don't feel like they're represented when the media covers, you know, the Tea Party rallies, or who focuses on the extreme nature of some of the communication around the election. I think they're also trying to get young people engaged. That's their core audience.
So if you think about when, for instance, Stephen Colbert testified in front of Congress, mm-hmm. and there was a backlash about this. I mean,
sure.
People were upset about the fact that he took time to do this. Do you think anything will come of this other than them just making fun of the whole Tea Party movement and making fun of things? Or do you think that there could be, you know, something meaningful that comes out of these two things?
I think there could be something meaningful. I think that a lot of it will depend about on how the media covers the aftermath of the event. And, you know, it's not just people who participate at the rally who might be more inclined to vote, but it's people who are going to read about it on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and go out to the polls.
Okay, let's talk about the turnout. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to go.
Yep.
That's right. So you're ready to go. What kind of a turnout do you think you could expect tomorrow?
Well, I think it's going to be big. I think they're saying tens of thousands of people, and I don't know how many tens of thousands of people, but know that the Huffington Post is bringing down, you know, buses of people from New York, and a lot of people are flying in from all over the country to be there. I think that there are a lot of people who are frustrated with the way politics is being covered today and really want to feel like they have a voice. There's some people who are going because they love Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and think they're funny and want to be entertained, but I think that this is going to really have a large impact.
Dr. Amy Becker from Towson University, thank you so much for being on the Afternoon
Thanks
News Journal.
Me.
Have a great day tomorrow.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay,
thanks.
All right.